Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord with my soul. Come on, if you know what I mean, I don't know about you, but he And if you're listening, put your hands and let's lift the Lord. Because the Lord is going to be going down the road. Hallelujah.
Come on, baby.
Work it out.
Oh, your enemies have touched me. Won't he raise you up? Won't he break you out? Won't he break you in? Clap your hands and say, won't he, won't he, won't he, won't he?
Well,
day y'all dropped off, a day you jumped to your feet and jumped 3 times and said, yes, he will. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. Hey, he will. St. John, the 14th chapter. I know that he will. He'll fight your battles. He'll make your enemies be at peace. He'll bring you out just to bring you in. He'll take you in just to pull you out. I know he will. God, amen. In the book of St. John, the 14th chapter, the gospel according to St. John, the 14th chapter, very familiar passage on tonight. Amen. We're looking at verse number 6, St. John 14 and 6. I know that he will. I know that he will. Amen. God is still in the miracle working business. He's still saving. He's still healing. He's still delivering. And I tell you all the time, it is no secret to what God can do. What he's done for others, he can do the same for you. Have faith in God. Amen. We thank you so much for tuning in here on our new Thursday night service. And we're yet enjoying Jesus. We're so excited about what God is doing here in our midst. Amen. God is still yet moving by his Spirit. The truth of the matter is everything is going down but the word of God. Amen. We just thank God. We thank God for all the elders and ministers and evangelists and deacons, all the laity of our local assembly, Praise Tabernacle Church. Amen. All of our Facebook members, Facebook Live, all of you that's been supporting us. Amen. To our local assembly, those that have still been supporting, we thank God for you. Amen. We thank God for you. Yet we're receiving calls of so many, and we're giving them the information that we're still having church. Amen. We're still having church. Amen. And we thank God for our Chaos Blog Talk Radio. Amen. Listeners. Amen. Thank God for Elder Derek Oliver. Amen. His precious wife and family. We thank God for them. We were able to spend a little time with him and Deacon Stanton on last night. Amen. So glad to see the brethren just one more time. Amen. The Lord has allowed us together just one more time. Amen. We're so glad that, amen, we got some good news on today. Amen. Some good news concerning my nephew. Amen. Little brother or little deacon Dor. Amen. We thank God, people all over the world, all over the nation. Amen. All here. Bus drivers all over the place have been, amen, just so excited and thanking God that, amen, I think this is, well, I know this is my nephew's first day at home, amen, and we're grateful, amen, we are grateful, we are glad about, amen, his first day, amen, at home. Turn that one off, that might be what it is, just turn that, turn it all the way down, that might be what's giving the feedback, so, amen, we're so glad. Amen. I know my sister and her husband, my brother-in-law, Brother Ricky, amen, the Tate family, I know they are excited. My niece and nephew, Tavares and Tiasia, I know it's been a long journey. It's been a long journey, but God has been right there by their side. Amen. He's been right there by our side. Amen. And we are so grateful. Amen. Y'all have been a part of that.
Amen. People all over the world has been praying, has been touching and agreeing on Lil Adore on his behalf. Amen. I've been telling my sister from day one, God's got it all in control. Amen. He's got it all in his hands. Amen. God's got it all in control. Every time the doctor would say something, she would let me and my wife know, and I would respond to her, God's got it all under control. He's got it all in his hands. Amen. She would get another letter. She would get another report. Amen. And she would let me and my wife know, and I would tell her, don't forget, God's got it all in control. He's got it all in his hands. Amen. So we're grateful. Amen. We're so grateful. Amen. So we want to continue to be in prayer. Amen. For my nephew, and we have some others. Amen. We're going to be praying for on tonight. We've had a death in one of our former members passed away a few days ago, and we're going to be praying for that family. We'll give you that information in just a few moments. Amen. But I would like to call your hearing on tonight, this Thursday night. I see y'all can come to church on Thursday night. I see it. Y'all can come to church on Thursday night. St. John, the 14th chapter. Amen. I'll be through by 8 o'clock. Amen. I'll be through by 8 o'clock. Amen. My family don't believe me once again. They starting to look around at each other, but I'm going to put this down. I'm going to pull this cord. Amen. I'm going to yank this chain. Amen. By 8 o'clock. Amen. I'll be crossing Calvary around 8 o'clock. Amen. All right. St. John 14 is sick. Very familiar passage of Scripture. St. John 14 and 6. I thank God. I give honor and respect to my precious wife. Amen. The right rib. Amen. Being that I got the right rib, there's no need for the spare rib. Amen. I thank God for her. My help me. Amen. My help me. Amen. All five of my children, we don't have any baseball going on tonight, no football or anything. Amen. Going on tonight, we'll have that tomorrow night, baseball and football. Amen. So we thank God for all five of my children. Amen. Yet here, working in the ministry. Amen. Yet working in the ministry. Amen. St. John 14 and 6. If you got it, say amen.
Amen.
St. John 14 and 6. Read it with me. A very familiar passage of Scripture. And we're going to just do a little Sunday school lesson on tonight. But I feel like preaching. Amen. So St. John 14 and 6. On the count of three, read it with me if you will. If you will, read it with me. 1, 3. Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Amen. Now you ought to know that by heart. Find another neighbor. Look at somebody. If you don't have nobody, amen, just tap yourself. Amen. And say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Amen. Tell them, say, neighbor, tonight's topic is.
Follow the directions.
Amen. Come on, look at somebody else if you got somebody. Tell them, say, follow the directions.
Follow the directions.
Tell them, say, pay attention to the instructions. Pay attention to the instructions. Amen. Follow the directions. Tonight's topic, follow the directions. Thank you, Deacon Ice Pick. Follow the directions. Father, in Jesus' name, we come before you. We thank you. We give you glory and honor. We pray now that you would send your anointing that makes preaching and teaching easy. Let the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Let no flesh give any glory in this service, but all glory and honor goes to you. In the matchless name of Jesus Christ, and every heart shout amen. Come on, shout them again. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Follow the directions. Thank you, Brother Ice Pick. Follow the directions. All of us have either said that or that has been told to us at one point or another. Only thing you got to do is follow the directions. Or the instructions. Pay attention to the instructions. Just follow the direction. Follow, just do what you have been asked to do. Lord, I can't get much help tonight. Have you ever been guilty of thinking you know how to get to a place? Especially us brethren, especially us men. I might work us a little bit tonight, but, you know, have you ever been guilty of thinking you know how to get to a place only to find out hours later that you were in the wrong place? Come on, has that ever happened to anybody out there? Have you ever been so sure of something that you refuse to listen to the advice of someone else trying to assist you, only to have to return to that person and say, I should have listened to you? Lord, y'all ain't gonna help me. Unfortunately, it's the truth that most of us, especially us men, will not listen to our wives when we feel we know where we're going. Lord, that has happened, amen. Anybody, your wife or your girlfriend, amen. You know, we done had things that happened that we knew for sure. We knew where we was going. We knew how we was going to get there. And our wife may have tried, or girlfriend may have tried to advise you of a better way, a quicker way, and we just shunned them or pushed them to the side. I see you, Deacon Berger. That's right. Just say ouch. Just say ouch. Yeah, and come to find out that if we had just followed the directions of our woman, oh, my God, it would have saved us a lot of time. It would have saved us a lot of money. It would have saved us a lot of headache and possibly saved us a lot of heartache. Why? Because we refuse to follow the directions. Maybe you have bought something. Anybody in here is sanctified through Walmart, through the Bible, but you got saved, amen, in Walmart. You may go to Walmart more than you go to church. You ever bought anything from Walmart? Maybe you have ordered something from Amazon or some of these other places that you had to assemble. It didn't come ready. You know, when you go to Walmart, come on, Elder Oliver, help me preach tonight. When you go to certain places to shop, there's a thing that they call display. Lord, help me tonight. Amen. You really not supposed to take the display. The display is there for all of those that's coming through the store to pay attention to get their attention, for them to look at. The display is there to catch your eye. But if someone takes the display, it prohibits other shoppers from seeing what is available. Y'all ain't gonna help me tonight. So they like to encourage, or they will let you know there's a tag on it that says this is only for display. Lord, help me preach tonight. I'm not used much to preaching on Thursday tonight, but I'm a preacher. I can preach any night. They let you know this is only for display. This is not for you to take down. Amen. Now, if it gets to a point where sometimes if it's the last one, they might allow you to go ahead on and take that thing, but generally, you have to go and get a box. Lord, help me tonight. Generally, you have to go find that thing. Whether it be a pair of shoes, whether it be a toy for your child, you have to go find the right box. You see the display, and the display gets your attention. But then you have to go find the box. Look at somebody and say, find the box, find the box. Once you find the box, then you are able to take it to the cashier. And if you got Visa, Master, debit, yes, sir, you got cash, then you can purchase that item. When you get home, you have to take your time and, amen, open up the box. And then there's a little sticker or a little plastic with a piece of paper in it inside the box that warns you to follow the directions. Have you ever tried to build a thing without following the instructions, only to find out or to be left with more pieces than a little
little bit. Don't you understand? Yes, sometimes they put extra, amen, twos and extra screws in it, but for the most part, everything that's inside the bag is supposed to be used for you to help you assemble, amen, whatever the thing is that you purchase. Amen. They have pictures out there. Some of you may can't read that good, and I'm not talking about you, but all I'm trying to tell you is, even if you have a problem reading, you can look at the pictures. Lord, help me tonight. Look at the pictures, and the pictures help you to follow the directions. I'm reminded now, my wife just bought Ice Pick, amen, a little car that he can get on and drive, amen. And yes, she had to open it and take the pieces out of the box in order to assemble, amen. Now, she comes from, she's a carpenter's daughter, so I don't know much if she had to read the instructions, but one thing I know, once Ice Pick's truck was assembled, he was able to press the gas. Amen. And when he pressed the gas, he didn't go in reverse. He went in drive. Then there's a place on there that if he wants to go backwards, he presses the R for reverse. Even Ice Pick at the age of 2 understands D goes for drive and R goes for reverse. He'll say, "Daddy, get out the way or open up the door." And once we open up the door, he places the D. Then he steps on the gas and, oh, Lord, help me tonight. If a 2-year-old knows how to follow directions, what about us? Lord, my time is all spent. Amen. Amen. My time is about up. Amen. But you were warned to follow the directions provided. But since you refuse, amen, to follow the directions, what you have purchased looks totally different than what's on the box. Amen. All I'm trying to tell you is simply follow the directions. Follow the instructions. Instructions have been provided for you. I'm through here. Look back at verse 1. Look at verse 1. Let not your heart be troubled. This is Jesus talking to the disciples. You believe in God? Believe also in me. Hey, here are the instructions. Here are the directions. First direction, let not your heart be troubled. That's first direction. Second, ye believe in God. If you believe in God, believe also in me. And he keeps writing, and he gives further warning and lets us know, in my Father's house are many mansions. That word mansion means dwelling. Can you imagine a house that encompasses mansions? Okay? So we got, let not your heart be troubled. He didn't say you wouldn't have trouble. Just don't let it get in your heart. Okay? You go out, amen. More man that's born of a woman is of a few days, and those days are full of trouble. Just don't let it get in your heart. Why? Because in my Father's house of many mansions. We're going to deal in a moment with the tale of two houses. The one I sold, Lord, I feel it already, but I would have told you. He's given, here's another thing. I go to prepare a place for you. He said, I'm going. So I'm going to do that. You stay here and occupy. You do what I tell you to do till I come back. And if I go to prepare a place for you, he says, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Look at the name and say, just follow the directions. Follow the directions. Jesus hadn't went somewhere and been working on a permanent dwelling, an eternal dwelling for us for no reason. One of these days, he's going to come back. One of these days. Why? Because we're his children. Amen. There's no parent that will leave, not a good parent, that will leave their child forever. Y'all ain't going to help me tonight. Amen. But even when a parent leaves, amen, that there's still something in a parent's heart, in a parent's mind, in a parent's being that misses their children.
No, help me tonight. Amen. I got five of them. Look, all five of them. Amen. And I have to go to work. But amen, even while I'm working, I'm reminded sometimes I'm working this hard, amen, on behalf of my wife and children. Why? Because it's still my job, amen, to provide a place. Jesus said, I'm going to prepare a place. And I'm saying the same thing here as the father of my home. Amen. As the head of my house. It's my job to make sure that a place is prepared and maintained for them to dwell in. In other words, in Omar's house, amen, might not be many mansions, but there are many rooms. Lord, help me tonight. I got more than enough rooms in here in this house, amen, to occupy my children, amen. Even once they're gone and they want to come back, amen, if they have to come back to spend a night or two, amen, follow hard times, I got enough room, amen. I've provided enough room that when they come back and if they bring, hopefully, they bring some extra folks with them, amen, some grandchildren or a spouse, y'all ain't going to help me. And that's what God is wanting to do. He said, I'm going to prepare a place for you. Amen. And while I'm going, amen, you occupy, you get some other folk involved. You bring some other people, make them a part of the family. So when I come back, there'll be more than enough for us to go back to glory. Woo, Lord, help me tonight. Amen. If I go prepare a place for you, I will come again. Here it is. And receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Jesus said, I want to be there by myself. And whether I go, ye know. And the way, ye know. Huh? Where I go, Jesus said, ye know. The way, the directions, I've already given them to you. I've been walking with you. I've been showing you. I've been exemplifying. I've been giving you instructions. From the time that you've been with me, I've been instructing and directing you on how to get from earth to glory. Lord, help me tonight. And whether I go, ye know. And the way ye know. Somebody in the back of the classroom named Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whether thou goest. And how can we know the way? You've been in class all this time, Thomas. And you don't know the directions. It's just like some of you, some of you watching me, some of you listening to me, been in church, all been in class all these years, and you still don't know the way. You still don't know the direction. We just, some of us, just like Thomas, amen. Jesus said to him, Lord, I feel like I might as well go get to where I'm going. Jesus said, I am the way. I'm the instruction. I'm the direction. I'm the director. See, the reason to have a director for a choir is to help the singers to know when to come in and sing. The director, Lord, let me go get through here. Lord, help me tonight. The director must not only instruct the choir, but the director also instructs the lead singer. Well, I told you, I'm going to be through by 8 tonight. I'm about out of here. And also, the director must instruct the musician. Yeah, you're going to have, baby, give me a little bit more apple, amen, for this ice cream. You're going to have a mess on your hand if the musician don't pay attention to the director. And that's the reason why you have rehearsal, so that the everybody will know where they are and what they are supposed to do. It's the director's job to get the choir and the music department and the lead singer through the song. Every now and then when you lead the song, if you just watch how the old choirs used to do it, every now and then the lead singer will look back at the choir director to make sure, amen, everybody, thank you, Sister Singers, is on one accord. And all I'm trying to tell you tonight as a pastor, I got folk in position. And those that are in position got to pay attention to me and also ultimately pay attention to God. So that we can stay united. Amen. For together we stand and divided we fall.
don't you lean over on the name and say, follow the direction. Come on, find another name and say, neighbor. All you got to do is follow the direction. The Bible declares that Jesus said unto Thomas, he said, I am the way of the truth and I am the life. These are the directions, no man coming unto the Father, but through me. Have I got a good church? Shout yeah. And in verse 7 declares, he had known me, he should have known my Father also. And from his book, he know him and have seen him. Somebody else sitting next to Thomas in the back of the church, by the name Philip, said unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it suffices us. In other words, Jesus, if you show us God, then we'll be satisfied. But the Bible declares, Jesus, I can imagine him standing up in front of the church. I can imagine Jesus standing up in front of the Sunday school class, just like other blue egg tribes to do. Stands up in front of the Sunday school class and reminds the students. I say he reminds the students, have I been so long time with you? And yet have thou not known me? Philip is the question. He that has seen me has seen the Father. I'm reminded on the other day, me and my oldest boy, he was out and about, and somebody came to him and said, boy, are you your daddy's son? Say yes. Is there anybody here that spiritually look like your daddy? Is there anybody here that looks like your father? You your daddy's son. Say yes. Clap your hands and say yes. But the young man said, boy, your daddy speaks you up. You look just like your daddy. I'm just wondering here, is there anybody here that had the world look at you and say, you look just like your daddy? And maybe was your heavenly father. But some of y'all look just like your daddy. And I'm not talking about God, but the devil. Some of you act just like your daddy. You act just like the devil. And the Bible declares for us to come out from among them and be separated. Say, yeah. Find you a neighbor and say, neighbor, let's follow the directions that God has already given us. I'm through right now, but before I go to my seat, I'm reminded of my childhood. I'm reminded when I used to go to school back at Montgomery Elementary School, when I was a little child, when I was a little boy, getting on the bus, going to kindergarten, first, second, and third grade, fourth and fifth grade, sixth and seventh grade, every couple of months, they would give us what they call a progress report card. Is there anybody here that remembers your progress report card? And a few weeks later, they would give you an official report card. But before the official report card, they would give you a man of progress, letting you know where you are now. letting you know where you stand now. And somebody keep coming to Sunday school and Bible study and Thursday night service and Sunday morning service and Monday night service, teaching your progress report card. But after a while, the progress report card will be done away with, and you're gonna be stuck with your report card. And in your report card, you will see the type of grade for each class. You have the type of grade for math and science, history and social studies, spelling and English. There was a number grade for each class. In this card, you can see what type of behavior and conduct your child displayed during the first trimester, during the first semester. You can see what type of attitude your child presented. And every now and then, my report card, I wouldn't be too happy about, so I would hurry up and show it to my mama, because I didn't want my daddy to see my report card. So I would run home, give it to Johnny May, and say, "Mama, sign my report card and give it back to me before daddy get home." Say, yeah, but on my report card, there was another section. In this section, it was entitled, "Works Well with Others, Uses Time Wisely, Able to Stay on Task." In this section, they didn't give you numbers. In this section, you got letters. You either got an S, an E, or an E. S was satisfactory. E was excellent. N was leader proven. But then, there was another section that said follow directions. Anybody remember that section on your report card that says follow directions, and your parents could understand your grades based on whether or not you followed the directions? Here in my home, as the daddy, I taught it in time, along with my wife, my children, to make all A's. I try to encourage you to strive and do your best to make all A's. Say, yeah, the Jesus has went away, and he's gone to prepare a new home for all his children. But in our new home, daddy tried to encourage all of his children to make B's. I tried to encourage my children to make all A's here in my home. But one of these days, we're going to a new home. And in this new home, daddy wants all his children to make the B's. Somebody say, what is the B's? The B's is found in Matthew 5, verses 1 through 12. It says, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be confident. All means blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Give me peace. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. God said, I want you to make all these. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Give me these. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Number 9, start with the bees. Blessed. Number 10, blessed. Number 11, blessed. What do you say? We're blessed in the city. We're blessed in the field. We're blessed going out. We're blessed coming in. Follow the leader. Follow the direction where he leads me. Where he leads me, I will follow. Can somebody say, give me the direction? Give me the instruction on how to get from earth to glory. Here is your book. Here is your lesson plan. Here is your subject. Here is your major. The Bible. The B-I-B-L-E. Follow the directions. Follow the instructions. Yes! The instructions, follow the directions. I'm through here. Learn to follow the directions. Most places, there are several ways to get there. I like going to Orlando, but there are several ways to get there. You can take 75, you can take back roads, you can take Delta, and it'll get you to Orlando, but there's only one way to get to heaven. There's only one way to get to see God, and we must follow the directions that Jesus left us with. Remember, Jesus, follow the leader. Jesus, follow the directions of his daddy. He came down to 42. Lord, I'm over time here. Generations, heal the sick, raise the dead. 5,000 souls he fed. They marched him on Calvary's mountain, talking how, stretched him wide. He hung his head in the locks of his shoulders, but he kept on following directions. He died, didn't he die? They took him on Calvary's mountain, buried him in a bar or two, but he kept on following the directions. He was in there. He had to be in there all day Friday. He had to be in there all day Saturday. But I heard, I said I heard, I heard, hey, hey, I heard somebody declare, early, I'm going all the way. I find your neighbor and say, neighbor, I'm going all the way with the Lord. Say, hey, I'm through with y'all, but before I go, can I get you to do me one favor? Find your neighbor, grab that neighbor by the hand, and say, neighbor, y'all ain't found nobody. Say, neighbor, neighbor, I got five. I'd like to lead with you. I got five on it, five facts. I got to lead you with concerning following the direction. Do you have a neighbor? Take that neighbor, friend. Take his life. You're gonna take it all and say, neighbor, I'm leaving you now. But before I go, I got five facts. I got to give you. Tell them, say fact. Number one, he's a good God. Fact. Number two, he's a good God. Fact. Number three, he's a good God. Fact. Number four, he's a good God. Fact. Most of all, fact. Number five, he is a good God. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. And he all lies. Ain't he a good God? Ain't he wonderful? Ain't he lovely? Ain't he kind? Won't he walk with you? Won't he talk with you? Let me say it.
Follow the directions. It's in the book. This is our manuscript. This is our lesson plan. This is our GPS that helps us get from earth to glory. There's a thing in the school system that they call homework. When you're in class, you have the teacher. I'm through. Let me bless you with this. This is free. You have a teacher that's able to help you through the lesson. But when you get home, it's some stuff you got to learn and do on your own. And it's just like that in church. A lot of us, we've been waiting on the pastor. Some of you now, amen. Thank God you're here. But you had almost lost your mind. You didn't know what you was going to do because you couldn't get to Sunday morning. You didn't know what you was going to do. You should be doing the same thing you've been doing, praising and worshiping him in your home. It's called homework. Amen. It's called homework. Pastor can't give you, can't be everything for you like your teacher. The elders' council can't do everything for you. The evangelist can't do everything for you. The deacons can't do everything for you. You got to do your homework. You got to follow the direction. Some of you, the reason why you're in the situation you're in now, because you went to school, you went to church, you heard the instructions, but you didn't follow them. You didn't follow the instructions. Every time we preach, every Tuesday night Bible study, every Sunday morning, every Monday night D&K Bible break is instruction. But there's part that you got to do. It's called homework that you got to do. You got to have a work out your own soul salvation with fear and trembling. I'm through. You got to do it. It's homework. And now my children, they all home having homework. Homework. They working from home. Homework. What would be said about your report card? Works well with others. Would you get an N, meaning needs improvement? Because everybody you get with, you bring a mess. You're not a team player. Even on your job, they try to put you with other folks. You can't work with nobody, and it's always everybody else's fault. Are you getting an N spiritually in the section that works well with others? Do you have an N, meaning needs improvement? Because you can't work with nobody. You can't work with the mother's boy. You can't work with the father's boy. You can't work with the deacon's boy. You can't work with the evangelist boy. You can't work with the finance boy. You can't work with the pastor boy. You can't work with the board of elders. You can't work with the parking lot boy. You can't work with the security boy. We just gonna let you do your own thing. Needs improvement. Unsatisfactory. Yeah, that was another. They would give you a U. You was above me, I'm satisfactory. N was a little better than you. N means you need improvement. S was satisfactory. E was excellent. Stay on task. You got to use. Because you keep meddling around in other folks. Lord, help me tonight. Lord, I might have to do part two on Sunday. Work well with, or stay on task. You got to use. You got to use and stay on task. You too busy worrying about what other folks doing. You can't finish, you can't complete your assignment because you too busy worried about what other folks doing. Works well with others, you know, stay on task. Complete assignments. You got all use. You got all use. Unsatisfaction. And then when it's time for a conference, all things people got to say, well, I done sent everything home. I done tried to call you. I sent all the letters home. There was never a response. So they failed the class because of all this other stuff, because they couldn't follow direction. Could they stay on task? Could they stay dedicated to one thing? They couldn't do it. They was always trying to do something else. They never could stay on subject. They never could stay on topic. Couldn't follow directions. I'm through tonight. Yes, yeah, Sister Pam, the peppermint board. They messed up the peppermint board. They want chewing gum. They want search, and the peppermint board doing fine with peppermint, but no, you want jawbreakers. You want annihilators. You want skittles, but we can't have all that. We need just the peppermint ministry. I'm through. God bless you tonight. Lift your hand right where you are. Those that are listening to me through Chaos Block Talk Radio, lift your hand. All of you that are watching me through Facebook Live, I'm through. 2 minutes, 3 minutes, I'm through. Lift your hand. And somebody out there needs to repeat after me, Lord, I'm sorry for not following direction. For not, even my children in here, my children repeat tonight, Lord, I'm sorry for not following the instructions that you have simply delivered unto me. The truth of the matter is, it was easy for me to do, but I was just rebellious. And I need you to forgive me on tonight. I'm sorry for the sins I committed. The sins of omission and the sins of commission. I believe you died on Calvary's cross. I confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus. And I believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead. From this night forward, my mind is made up. And my heart is fixed. I'm going all the way with the Lord. I'm following directions from this day forward. In Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, clap your hands. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Amen. Come on, right where you are. Those that are listening to the channel, right where you are. Listen, this is Thursday night. Amen. Thursday night, we're going to raise an offering. I'm going to call these few names, give out some information. And we're going to be through. Those of you that this message has blessed, has touched, and the Lord maybe laid it on your heart tonight to be a blessing to this ministry. This is Omar Zachary and family
As you see, my family, we're here serving God by serving you. And as the Lord imprints, amen, in your spirit on tonight to be a blessing to us. Amen. Me and my wife both, y'all know we both working jobs. And my wife works, amen, almost two jobs. And amen, I'm about to hopefully get some more hours on my job. Amen. And we don't, amen, just sit here and not do nothing. We both work. But the Lord has laid on your heart. You can't beat God given no matter how you try. And the Bible, the truth of the matter, Scripture says, if I've fed you spiritual things, then it's just right. It's just right. I see you, Sister Chloe Fisher from Linwood Park. Amen. I see you out there. God bless you. Amen. A childhood friend of mine. We go way back in the family. Amen. Her grandmother was a great friend of my father and mother. Amen. Mother Amita Carter and Deacon Logan. Amen. Her uncle, I think her great uncle. Man, a great man in the church. Been knowing my whole life in our Linwood Park Church. Man, he passed a few days ago, about a week or so ago. We're praying for the Logan family. Thank you so much for watching tonight. Professor, God bless you. Amen. If you would like to be a blessing tonight, somebody say, all I got is $5. Whatever the Lord laid on your heart. If it's $2, y'all know how cash that works. Unless you do it immediately, if you do it immediately, they're going to take something from it. Amen. We can wait a while. Okay? But whatever the Lord lay on your heart tonight, I got friends from my home, from my lower part community, from my home church that has been blessing, been a blessing to this ministry. And we thank you. You know who you are. You know who you are. We thank you so much for your support, your love and your support for me, for my family, for our church family. Amen. Those that have been knowing me my whole life and yet see what I'm doing today. We're grateful for you. We're grateful. We thank God for you. Amen. I cash out information. If the Lord lays it, only if the Lord lays it on your heart. Okay, if the Lord lays it on your heart, I cash out. You can send it directly. I would love to hear it now. I would love to hear it now. Our cash out information is $OZ. That's Omar Zachary. So $OZ. And the number is 264. $OZ. Omar Zachary. So $OZ. And the number is 264. Amen. If you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry on tonight, you can do it directly. Just put in that. Keep on preaching, boy. Oh, we love you. This is in support for the ministry. Help me take care. This is to help you to take care of your wife and children. Amen. Whatever it is, however the Lord lays it on your heart, put it in there so I can see it. When it comes through, so I can see it. Amen. That's the cash app. If you would like to use a debit or credit card, amen, or PayPal, our financial officers, amen, are open. Their offices are open, and our officers are waiting on you to call. The number to call is 678-760-6056. Amen. Amen. 678-760-6056. That's for those that would like to use a debit or credit card or PayPal. You can call that number once again. 678-760-6056. Thank you. That is Evangelist Stokes got it out there. Thank you. Also, Sister, I almost said Evangelist Kenya. Amen. They got it out there. Yeah, there it is. It's out there. If you would like to, only if the Lord imprints it on your heart. Amen. Or maybe you came into, maybe you got an extra stimulus. Amen. And you would like to be a blessing to this ministry on tonight. Amen. You can do so. Listen, the location has changed, but the truth of the matter, we're preaching even harder now. We're preaching more now than we were preaching when we was in the building. Amen. I was preaching twice a month in the building. I'm preaching twice a week here in my home. Amen. So the word was, amen, always go for it. There will always be a word. There will always be a word. Amen. So thank you so much for those that the Lord has laid on your heart. Amen. Those of you that wanted to give tonight, but may be in between blessings. We thank you for just tuning in. Okay, may the Lord bless you that the next time, we'll be back on Sunday morning. We'll be back on Sunday morning with Praise Tabernacle Church Ministries. We'll be back Sunday morning. Amen. We thank you. Let everybody know, share, like, share, comment. Let everybody know we're going to be coming on Thursday night. Amen. Thursday night for the fall month. Okay, for the fall. Y'all know me and my wife, this Sunday, we got both of my oldest two boys got baseball tournaments all over the North Georgia area. So we're going to be running all Sunday. We're going to be all over. We're going to be here. Okay, we're going to be here. Amen. But we're going to be, amen, separated and running all over North Georgia Sunday morning. So keep us in prayer. Keep us in prayer. We thank you. We love you. Amen. And before we dismiss, we want you to be in prayer. Be in prayer for the Ingram family. Some of you Praise Tabernacle members, you remember a few years ago we had the Ingram family. That was Brother Tommy Ingram, his wife Tawana Ingram, and his two daughters, Erin, and I forgot the oldest girl. But Brother Ingram, he passed a few days ago. His Brother Ingram passed a few days ago. Amen. And we got word. Deacon Belcher was the first one to notify me, and then Sister Ingram reached out to us, amen, just to confirm, to let us know the information. So we want to be in prayer for the Ingram family. Amen. Let's be in prayer for them. Deacon Stanton has the funeral information for those. There might be some that would like to go, or the church. We're going to be sending flowers and things like that. Our CFO, which is Deacon Stanton, he's going to be handling that. But the funeral is going to be, I think, this Saturday, I think at 4 o'clock, amen, at Donald Trimble. That's out there, I think, in Decatur, 2nd Avenue, I think somewhere over there, Donald Trimble. But if you need further information, reach out to Deacon Stanton. Hey, Deacon Stanton, our church CFO, is doing such a great job, him and his wife. Amen. Thank God for them. So, when Sister Ingram forwarded the information to me and my precious wife, I forwarded that information on to Deacon Stanton. I told Sister Ingram that we would announce it tonight, that we will, amen, as a family, as a church family. You know, everybody, you can't get mad at folks. Some is with you for a season, some is with you for a reason. Okay? Some people in your life for a season, some in your life for a reason. Amen. And we still love the Ingram family. Amen. So we want to be in prayer for Sister Ingram and the children. Okay, and that's just another warning to the rest of us that get here. Get these directions. You better follow directions. You better follow directions. Okay? So we're praying for the Ingram family, also the Figures family. This is Sister King's family. I don't know if that's her brother or her father. That's fighting now with the COVID-19. Okay, so it's the Stiggers family, the Sister Kenya's kinfolk. Kenya, I don't know if you're still on, if you could tell me if that's your father, your brother, cousin. Amen. Just remember the Stiggers family, this brother Stiggers that's fighting the COVID-19. Y'all folks still dying. Okay, folks still dying. All right, young and old. Okay, young and old. Still die. All right. And as we stated earlier, my nephew, amen, world renowned, Team Adore, Brother Adore, okay, Sister Kenya's cousin. All right. Amen. Praying for your cousin, Brother Stiggers. Okay. Brother Adore, affectionately known from his uncle as Bone Crusher. Amen. I gave him the name Bone Crusher. And y'all know we got ice pick that's in here tearing up my basement. Amen. But 9 months. Now, y'all have been, we've been praying. We've been fasting. Amen. For 9 months or so. For Brother Adore, for my little nephew. And God, today, somebody say today, God brought him home. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Come on, y'all ain't clapping in here. Y'all watching. I said clap. I got three folks clapping. All right. So let's continue to pray for the Tate family. I'm praying the door messed up everything. Ice Pick is messing up stuff back there. Amen. He's back in the sound, but they ain't want to run. I'm praying that my nephew messed up the whole house. I'm praying that he just messed up everything, all his daddy's shoes and all his daddy hats and glasses. I want him to mess. I'm praying he just messed up everything, amen, everything in the house. Amen. So we thank God for that. Also, amen, let's be in prayer also for the Bluett family. Amen. We don't want to stop praying. And we don't want to stop praying. Let's keep praying. Okay, for Sister Asha. Okay, Asha Bluett, y'all know there's a member of our church. Amen. And God is yet healing and delivering. So let's continue to keep the Bluett family in prayer, Elder and Evangelist Bluett and their family, and especially Sister Asha, that God will continue to touch her body. Amen. And then I think Sister Kenya had another family member, someone lost a child. Amen. It's childbirth. You know, we're praying for that family. That's right, Coach Fisher. He's going to tear out some stuff. Amen. I'm praying he pulls Shane's weeds out and everything. Just tear out some stuff. And when Uncle bring him over here, I'm going to let him and I sit down here in the basement and let him just tear up everything. Amen. If there's anything left to tear up that Macho and Ice became already tore. Amen. Let's keep praying for Sister Martin. I see you on here, Sister Melanie Martin. Amen. Another one of our members. Amen. One of our faithful members. Amen. Let's keep it, all of us. Okay, all of us. Y'all went pray time now. When you see somebody on, just thank them. And you never know if I know them or my wife know them or whoever know them. Let's just appreciate them being on. Remember, Thursday night, we're going to be live. Okay, tell a friend, tell a neighbor, even tell an enemy. Sir, I don't care who you tell. Tell them to tune in on Thursday night. Thank Elder Oliver. Lady Oliver for our Chaos Blog Talk Radio. Amen. We thank God that even now on Thursday night we're still able to reach the thousands that we've been reaching through Chaos. Also, Sister Tamika, another one of our members, we're going to be praying for her. Amen. Sister Tamika Evans. This is Evangelist Stokes' daughter, Elder Stokes, their daughter. Y'all know Sister Tamika. Let's continue to pray for her. Amen. Praying for low blood pressure. That's right. God is able. Sister Pamela, that's right. I see you praying for that. Amen. I just left my doctor the other day doing my physical and everything, and my pressure was a little high. Everything else was fine. Amen. They removed my little medication. I take my medicine in Jesus' name. Amen. When they got it checked today, it was real good. It was 124 over 88. Amen. A lot better. Amen. Amen. So we... Amen. Overall, I'm down. My wife can tell you I'm down almost 50 pounds. Amen. Amen. Down almost 50 pounds. Amen. Some of y'all didn't know last Sunday. Amen. Last Sunday when I was preaching, it was just me, Sugar, and me and Amaria, Pamela, and was Macho here? Macho had a game. Zach had a game. Yeah, you was with him. Last Sunday I was preaching. Say, yeah. And all that, and my belt broke in the midst of me shaking the mic. Matter of fact, here it is, here's the belt. The belt broke on last Sunday. Amen. I had made so many extra holes in it that the belt broke on last Sunday. Amen. And my daughter went, amen, the other day and bought Daddy a new belt. Amen. They were able to keep my stuff up, but at my height, just so you'll know, I was at over 320-something pounds. Amen. I was at over 320-something pounds. Amen. My wife is showing how built I was. Amen. I was over 320-something pounds, and now I'm down in the 270, so almost 50 pounds. Almost 50 pounds. Amen. So my doctor, I have a little Chinese woman. She's my doctor. Amen. She, every time she sees me, she just can't believe it. So thank God for my wife that keeps pushing. Amen. My children keep us going. Amen. But I had to make up my mind. Amen. I want to be around here. I want to be around here. So Sister Pam, get that blood pressure. Amen. Let's get this stuff under control. Those of you that don't go to a doctor, get to a doctor. Amen. Evangelist Stokes says she's down 25 pounds. Amen. Watch out there, Stokes. Watch out. I see you. Amen. Down 25 pounds. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Let's keep working. Amen. Amen. I'm shooting for the low twos. Shooting for the low twos. 30, 40 more at least. Amen. 30, 40 more. Keep climbing Stone Mountain. Amen. I got a salad. Got to eat in a few minutes. Thank you all so much. We love you. Amen. We appreciate you. Amen. Meet us back here Sunday morning at 11 o'clock. Amen. With Praise Tabernacle Church. Meet us back here. Amen. That's right, Coach Fisher. I'm going to keep it up. I'm going to keep working. Keep working. Amen. Father, we thank you. We give you glory. In Jesus' name, we magnify you. God, we thank you for your word on tonight. We know that it won't return void. And we know that even on tonight, in its simplicity, it will get powerful. And we just thank you for the many miracles, the many blessings you have bestowed upon us, even through this pandemic. Yes, some of us, we've lost loved ones. We've lost different family members and friends. But throughout that, the five facts is you are a good God. And we thank you for not giving us what we deserve, but giving us grace and mercy. I thank you for those that tune in on tonight. This is our first Thursday night service. But we thank you, even if it was only one or two, even if it was only one, we thank you for all those through the Facebook and through our radio. We thank you for even now the church building is closed, but the church is still open. The church is still yet moving. Your word is still being preached. Your word is still being teached. And we're yet reaching the souls. And we thank you. If we never get another dime, if we never get another appreciation, we thank you for using us to win souls. It's more than worth it. It's more than worth it. And God, there are even some that are still making prayer requests. We can't see everybody now. But God, we just pray corporately that you would touch Mother Harris, Mother Hightower. Touch her daughter passed, and God, we pray that you would strengthen that family, the bereaved family. But we know earth has no sorrow that heaven can't heal. In the name of Jesus, thank you. We appreciate you for another day. And as we leave this place in your presence, Matthew 28, verses 19 through 20, tells us to go ye therefore, teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I'll be with you always, even until the end of the world. Amen. Until Sunday morning, go in God. God bless you.
Yeah.